atheist or being homosexual?
No. Just being different.
Mm-hmm. That then the homosexual thing is just a recent meaning.
Well, it has. I understand that it has the two meanings.
Mm-hmm.
That you could use it either way.
It's always had two meanings for you?
I would think so.
Okay. And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very.
Pardon?
If you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other expressions?
Just in a
distraction. Excuse me.
Sure.
Gave him credit for this one with this teacher when he told him down here he'd had the business math and not the general business. But they had him down for general business, but this school made the mistake. So they've got it straight now.
Are there any other expressions or sort of slang terms for tired?
I can't recall any right now.
And if you were very tired, you might say you're just completely
exhausted.
Or using the term wear out, you say you're just completely
worn out.
And if someone had been well, then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you might say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they
became sick?
Okay. Anything else you say besides became sick?
I guess become sick.
Okay. What about got sick or took sick? Or
I've heard of took sick.
Okay. And say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say that he
has a cold?
Yes.
Caught a cold?
Okay. You would call that a
cough?
And if you couldn't talk right, it affected your voice, you'd say you were
hoarse.
And say if you got someone some medicine, then you went in and saw the medicine still there. You could ask them, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, I already
took it.
Okay. And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
deaf.
Do you ever hear deaf?
Yes.
Who would say that?
I've heard it somewhere.
What about, say, if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat.
Okay.
A perspire.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
boil or rising.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
What about the stuff that comes out when it opens?
Infection?
Or when a boil comes to a head, then it's what comes out?
A core.
Okay. Or that stuff though that drains out.
Pus?
What about in a blister?
Just water.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? It got bigger. You say it.
It's swollen.
Or yesterday my hand. What up my hand? It got bigger.
Puffed up?
Or using.
Swollen?
Yeah, yesterday my hand. Using that word swell, you say yesterday my hand.
Swole.
Okay. And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets this white stuff around the edge and sort of like a skinless sort of growth on it. You call that